and welcome to a special edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the podcast. We are just over a week away from one of the biggest channel events of the year. Cisco's annual partner summit comes to us live this year from Quebec the last week of April. A rare treat to host an international partner conference here in Canada. Certainly, Cisco has done it once before with Vancouver a few years back, and Microsoft has twice come to Toronto with WPC, but it is a rare treat to travel domestically to a large international partner conference. We're going to preview the event this week on the podcast as we are joined by both Cisco Global Channel Chief, Bruce Klein, and Cisco Canada Channel Chief, Dave Diabru, who will give us a little bit of a look at what we can expect from Partner Summit in Montreal and talk us through some of the events there. Without any further delay, let's get right into it with Bruce and Dave. In a couple of weeks, the channel community converges on Montreal for Cisco's annual Partner Summit. And joining us to discuss how things are going and what to expect at Partner Summit 2015, Cisco Worldwide Channel Chief Bruce Klein and Cisco Canada Channel Chief Dave Diabru. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time.
Great to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
Thanks for, as I said, thanks for taking the time. Much appreciated. I know it's a busy time for you guys and, probably one of the biggest weeks of the year for you guys coming up in just a couple weeks. Bruce, curious to get your thoughts on the choice of Montreal, you know, sort of why Montreal and what went into that decision.
Well, what we typically do is we look at kind of going back and forth, East Coast, West Coast, and look mm-hmm. for, you know, an exciting city, a city that partners would enjoy coming to learn more about. And, you know, we had, as we were last year was in Las Vegas, we thought about the East Coast and we thought Montreal would be a perfect city, a great city that kind of shows the culture and the history and a really fun place to be and had a great venue for us. And it was pretty easy to pick Montreal.
Brilliant. Where are we at in terms of putting the event together and how are things coming together for this point? At this point, we must be down to pretty much the short strokes at this point.
Yeah, you can imagine when we have an event like this, we're 2 weeks away from the event, so we're really just working on the final details. Teams, it takes a village to put something like this together, and I tell you, there's a tremendous team that works really well together. To put it together. I think that right now we're finalizing things. We're really excited about it. It's now just a matter of getting there and having a great time with partners and sharing a lot of good information.
Dave, it's certainly, above and beyond the usual, business of running Cisco Canada. It's a busy year for you guys between Partner Summit in Montreal, the new headquarters, and of course the Pan Ams here in Toronto coming up later this year. Where are you guys at in terms of bringing things together and how are things coming together for Montreal at the end of the month?
We're very excited, Rob. Bruce's global team does a fantastic job of putting this all together, including the local team here to make sure that we're aligned and we're all making sure that partners and press and analysts who are attending are going to have a spectacular event in what is a spectacular city. We're very pleased to have it hosted in Canada, especially in Montreal. It's probably one of the most beautiful cities in North America, and it'll be a great opportunity for us to showcase that city. It's coming together. We're very excited. Yeah, there's a lot going on in Canada in the next 3 months, but this is obviously the first step of our three-tier program is going on. So then we'll move into our new building in Toronto, and then we will all of a sudden have the Pan Am Games on top of this right away. So that's a little bit exciting times to be at Cisco Canada, that's for darn sure.
And then maybe sometime about the fall, you'll get to stop and take a breath, hopefully.
Because it's not how it works at Cisco, you know that.
I do indeed. Curious what we're expecting in terms of both overall attendance, how much of the worldwide channel community will be descending on Montreal, and what does the Canadian attendance picture look like this year?
So I'll give you the overall. Overall, we're going to have around probably about 3,400 people come in. It's made up of about 2,200 partners, 1,100 Cisco employees, and we're expecting a little over 70 press and analysts to join us. And then, Dave, local?
Voca, we have about 160 Canadians, Rob, about 113 partners, and about 38 employees, and the rest will be press and analysts. So we have a very good showing this year for Canada.
That is a good crowd. Any thoughts on how that compares to recent years? I'm just curious if you've seen an uptick in partners because it's on home turf, as it were.
A little bit, but we've really, the global team has really been good about allocating spaces to Canada all mm-hmm. along. We've had a lot of requests this year, obviously, because it's in Montreal, and we've been able to accommodate, I'd say, the majority of those requests, this year based on the locale of the event.
Yeah, part of Summit's a little bit of a unique event, versus some of our peers because it is an invitation only event. So we always have more partners and definitely more employees that want to attend. But we really hold to kind of a 2-to-1 ratio. We want to make sure we have enough employees to host the partners. But, you know, the partners really want to get to this event.
All right. Perfect. You know, you guys have done Vancouver, I'm going to say, give or take 10 years ago, and certainly in the last 10 years or so. But we've heard stories from other vendors who've looked at going outside the U.S. for this kind of major worldwide show, and that has, you know, perhaps in some cases not happened. Were there any extra thoughts or considerations for you guys in hosting outside of the U.S., whether that's Canada or Europe or wherever in the world, for this kind of global event, but with a pretty heavy U.S. presence?
You know, the actual reason is we've got to look for cities that can actually handle the volume of people that we're going to have there.
Absolutely.
In the way that we want to move them around, right? We don't want them too far away from the venue, so we want to have a city that can really accommodate, you know, close to 4,000 people. And some European countries can't do that, but Vancouver did it beautifully. We love the venue in Montreal. We're really looking forward to, you know, having our partners really take advantage of all the beauty of Montreal.
All right, great. And speaking of their time in Montreal, you know what? There's always a few major themes or announcements. You know, the Cloud Group and InterCloud last year certainly, and thinking back, there's always sort of a few headline kind of concepts, themes that we can see at these events. What can partners expect from this year's summit?
Well, I don't want to give away some of the big themes because that's some of the excitement about the partners going there. But I'll tell you this: John always talks about the pace of change, and if you really, as you follow, it's just incredible the pace of change and what needs to happen and how we as a company, Cisco, needs to change as well as our partners. And when we think about moving from the information age to the digital age, which is, you know, where we're moving, everything connected. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see a big message around how Cisco has prepared and is really ready to lead and has developed a platform for the digital business. And what does that mean for our partners? How do they come along this journey with us? How do they drive their business models differently and create growth opportunities that they're not even thinking about today? So I'll leave it at that, but there's a lot of new and great information and innovation that we're going to share with our partners.
All right, perfect. Also, some good times, I'd imagine. Some parties, some soirees, perhaps. From the social calendar, any particular highlights that either of you would like to share for either the global audience or specifically for the Canadian contingent?
Well, as you know, we will be hosting a Canadian night, Rob. We look forward to that every time. That's going to be held in a event or a site to be talked about later. But we always look forward to that event. It's a great social event, but it's also a great event to mix. And I know there's a lot of things to do in Montreal. So Bruce and his team have put together a lot of other opportunities. The only thing Bruce has asked us to try and guarantee is that we have some half decent weather. That's
right.
All that's come out of that. So all the rest of things have been pre-planned, and the teams have done a great job. Sorry, Bruce, go ahead.
No, I was going to say to kind of add on to what Dave was saying. You know, there's no shortage of events and networking opportunities, and we can call them parties or networking opportunities. For our partners, and we're trying to, you know, take advantage of the local venues So to have people move around, that's why we're keeping our fingers crossed that the weather is good. People will be moving around and going to the different sites and different venues. We've got great regional parties set up. Mm-hmm. Each region having their own party. It's going to be fantastic. But there's also other events. Teams are, like Dave's talking about, having specific party for our Canadian partners. There's parties for our big global strategic partners. So our teams really take advantage of the venues and get our partners moving around so they can meet and network with as many people as they can while they're there.
Right on. So is that a pre-announcement of a Cisco Internet of Everything weather control solution to be debuted in a couple of weeks? If only, right?
If only we can control that. That's the one thing we can't control.
All right. We could actually do very, very well, and our partners could do very well with a solution like that, Rob.
No doubt. Dave, want to get your thoughts on you know, what it means for you and for the rest of the Cisco Canada crew to have Partner Summit on Canadian soil to be the hosts, as it were.
Well, we can't be more proud, to be honest with you. We're very pleased that Bruce and the team have picked Canada to be a site. You know, as you said, 10 years ago, we were in British Columbia in Vancouver. That was a great event, and we look forward to this being another spectacular event in Canada. You know, we're very proud, period. It's something that we always look forward to. We get to host the world, essentially. We get to show off one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and we have an opportunity to showcase what we're doing and what we're doing moving forward at Cisco. So it's a very proud event for us.
Great. Any extra responsibilities or expectations coming your way as a result of being the channel chief who is host? You know, I guess both to you and to, of course, Bernadette as president of Cisco Canada.
To be honest, not really. As nice. Bruce talked about, he's had a team working on this for, you know, over a year, putting it all together. Our job, frankly, is to make sure that that our Canadian partners have an opportunity to learn a lot about what's going on in the future, but also to spend a lot of time socializing and having opportunity to network with other partners and other executives from throughout Cisco. So. We've had a couple of things, minor things around the venue and the city, but other than that, the corporate team, the global team, has done an outstanding job of putting this together.
Perfect. All right, gentlemen, before we wrap this up, any parting shots from either of you towards the Canadian channel community a couple weeks out from Partner Summit?
I would just say, you know, come with an open mind, be ready to, you know, think differently. Give an opportunity to network and share what others are doing around the globe that may have an impact on their business models moving forward, and be ready for some really exciting announcements.
From our perspective, we're as looking forward to the announcements as our partners are. We think there's going to be some tremendous stuff, some tremendous things offered. We really, really look forward to hosting the world. I think everybody from Canada, not just ourselves, but also our partners, are very eager to showcase Montreal as a city and also the community as a whole. So we're very excited by the whole event. It's the premier partner event, I think. Rob, you've been to a few of them, but I think it's one of the, if not the premier partner event put on by organizations such as ourselves. So we're supremely excited by it, and we look forward to the opportunity.
All right, gentlemen, thanks so much for the time once again. Good luck on the last couple of weeks of prep, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks in La Belle Provence.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, there you have it, the rundown on what to expect Cisco partners in just over a week in Montreal. And, of course, channelbuzz.ca will be there. Expect full coverage of the event live from Montreal, and we hope to see many of you there as well. Hey, I'd like to thank Bruce and Dave for joining us on the podcast, and, of course, Cisco for its continued sponsorship of the site and support of what we're doing here. Looking forward to Partner Summit. We'll see most of you there, and we'll be back really soon with another edition of the channelbuzz.ca podcast. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for channelbuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.